at CrescentCitySports.com. Joining us now to talk about how he is dealing with it and how his school is dealing with it as it continues to sprout up in beautiful fashion as we speak on Vintage and Loyola Drive, Kenner Discovery School, in its infancy in athletics as well and already doing well. Coach P.J. Strunk, P.J. Strunk handles the football program at Kenner Discovery. And, P.J., it's great to have you with us, and welcome to the show. P.J., you there?
Hey, Ken. Thanks so much for having me, as always, brother.
Oh, no problem. Great to have you with us. Listen, I appreciate it. And, obviously, these are difficult times, so I'll start there with regard to, you know, the mandate came down. No one can be at school. No one can work out there or anything else. You know, I know spring practice was football, of course, is the sport that you're involved with. You know, what did you tell the kids, and what can they do and what can you do to keep them focused and to keep them, you know, able to prepare for the upcoming season in 2020?
Well, I'll tell you, Ken, it's, you know, me being a football guy, I also coach track as well. And you know, a lot of our track team, our baseball, our softball team, we're all really just kind of kicking their seasons off. You know, football-wise, our off-season athletic volunteer workout program had really just started. We were probably about 4 to 6 weeks in. And, you know, right the last Friday, I guess about 2 weeks ago or about a week and a half ago, we had a meeting and we just kind of discussed that we did. At this time, we didn't know if there was any school closures. We kind of told them just to, you know, we'll be in touch and, you know, make sure that you're in touch with your coaches, et cetera. You know, of course, you're going to lose, you know, your practice times, weightlifting times, et cetera. But the biggest thing, you know, especially for us as being a fairly new program and really every program around the state, you're losing your camaraderie. This is the time that you really kind of build with your new team. You lost your seniors from last year and, you know, it's a brand new team now and you have new captains, new leaders, a lot of new things, and this time is really where you kind of put that work in to build that bond of camaraderie. And it's tough to do that, you know, when you're not on the same campus. One thing that we've done is we've taken our coaching staff and I've basically assigned, you know, 10 or 12 of our kids to each coach and had one of our guys that we consider captains or leaders on our team kind of, you know, head up that group. And we keep in touch daily. You know, our coaching staff, myself, Coach Shannon Craig, Coach Ashton Dewey, all of us who are also PE coaches as well at school, we post different videos across Twitter and social media for our guys to follow. And then we also, you know, we'll give them at-home workouts. Coach Craig, who's our strength and conditioning coordinator, he's come up with some pretty good workouts that you can do at home, body weight type stuff. Now, it's never going to, you know, equal up to what the off-season weight program would be, but it keeps them engaged. I think at this time right now, it's, you know, football is life for a lot of these kids and us as coaches. But, you know, the bigger picture right now is to make sure that they're healthy, that they're positive. You know, there's so much uncertainty right now. And you know, for a kid who, you know, who's going to their senior year or even a guy that's really coming to their own as a starter or et cetera, it's really tough because the uncertainty of, you know, what's going to happen next. So, you know, when we get back to school and, so the biggest thing for us right now is keeping our kids positive, keeping them engaged, letting them know that we're here for them. You know, whatever we do to help, we're here.
P.J. Sprunk with us from Kenner Discovery. And you brought up track and field. That was going to be my next question. That's a different animal because these kids had not had the chance to experience a full season, not even close to it. And now they're interrupted, and there's a reasonable, a good chance that they won't continue. Talk about that and how difficult that is and how difficult it was to have to tell them you had to stop.
It was one of the hardest things I ever had to do. And, you know, we're still holding out hope that we can, you know, somehow get this thing done. But, you know, like I said, once we get going through that uncertainty and, you know, we've had a lot of my football players also run track. A lot of my, as most people may or may not know, we had our first senior class is going to be this year. And obviously, the way our season ended last year, it's kind of abrupt. We were, you know, expecting to be in the playoffs. It didn't happen. But we, you know, so some of these kids are running track. We have our first track meet, you know, a couple weeks ago and had an outstanding performance. And, you know, just like that, as we start to kind of get into our, you know, our bigger track meets and, you know, it kind of was cut short. And right now, you know, the mandated day to go back to school would be April 13th if, you know, if that may or may be pushed back. But, you know, if that was to happen, you're pretty much cutting out almost the entire season. It would only leave about maybe 1 week to go into district meets and stuff like that. So it's very hard. It's, you know, once again, it just goes back to keeping these kids positive, because right now we just, there is so much uncertainty. And the LHSA has done a great job of keeping us informed and, you know, reaching out and letting us know where they're at. And it's just right now with this, with so much uncertainty, it's keeping our kids positive, keeping them engaged, letting them know that we care and letting them know that we're here.
Football 6-4, just a really great start on the varsity level, and I know you're really enthused about the future. I said you were 6-4 in football, obviously, and I know you're enthused about the future as a result, right, PJ?
Absolutely. You know, we have a great group of kids, Ken. They, I've told you guys hundreds of times, can't stop bragging on them. They, these kids just come to work every single day, and you know, it goes back to that camaraderie part right now, because we are losing these, this senior, our first senior class, you know, since I've been here, those kids have been here, and it's a different environment now, because some of our young guys have now stepped up and becoming leaders. And, you know, this time right now is where they use to, you know, to build upon their camaraderie. But we have a great young core coming up. You know, we were very young. We started, you know, between sophomores and freshmen, almost, you know, 14 kids last year, freshmen and sophomores. And you know, wasn't the finish that we hoped for, but it was a great start for us, and we know we'll build upon it coming this year.
Obviously, it's an it's a really pleasant sight to drive by every day. Of course, I live here in North Kenner, so every day driving by the school and seeing something new virtually every day. It's on schedule, open for the next school semester, correct?
Yes, yes. It was actually just till recently, you know, Dr. Patty Glazer, who I bring him the whole time as well. He's just done an excellent job, you know, kind of guiding this thing. Last week, we actually, as a staff, got to have the first walkthrough. And I can tell you, as amazing as it looks on the outside, it's an absolute stunning vision on the inside as well. It's first class. It was done right. You know, and she was actually pushing, you know, so hard for our current senior class. It's been a few weeks there, that last couple of random weeks. And then, you know, this happened, obviously, so, but we should be ready to go by next school year. It's, you know, everything from even the outer landscape is beautiful, but the school is first class, no doubt.
Exciting times for the Swamp Owls. Final question. You get a lot of questions about Swamp Owls, or do you not?
All the time. All the time. We, you know, we get a question all the time about from the mascot and what it means, what it is, all the way up to who are we, where are we located. But the biggest thing is that people are noticing, and rightfully so. It's, and of course, you know, I'm a big part of our sports program, but the school itself, you know, we were, you know, a high BA rated school for the past, you know, 5 years since we've been around. And, you know, the academic part is just as great as the athletic part, and it makes for an absolutely great school all around environment.
It's Kenner Discovery, and in Kenner, of course, I'm a Kenner resident, and very proud to have the school in our community, and it will grow and continue to grow in athletics as well. P.J. Sprunk is a big part of that. P.J., listen, thanks so much for the time tonight. Keep up the great work, and let us all hope and pray that there's an opportunity for these kids to reconvene before this school year ends.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Ken. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. P.J. Sprunk of Kenner Discovery.